Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I have lived my life in rural Oklahoma. In fact, my family has farmed and ranched in our great state for over 100 years. I know firsthand how important it is to protect your farm, ranch, or home with coverage you can count on every day. Union Mutual would be honored to protect your family with the finest insurance coverage you can buy. Call your local Union Mutual agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
What a day for the cattle and hog markets. We were sharply higher across all of the complex. The October live cattle were one of the weaker of all of them, up 92 at 147.87. The December's up $1.42 at 149.20. February's $1.10 higher at 152.20. And on feeder cattle, we were 95 higher here at 174.75. The index 174.11. Got a little over 10 days left for those things to converge. November feeder's up $1.62 at 176.40. January up 215. The March up 230, April up 245, and even August up 202 at 198.45. So not quite to $200 yet, but we're getting close. And then the hog market tacked on another $2.50 or 60 cents overall. December up 270, 84.95, sharply higher there. Nearly filling the gap on the sell-off back in September. The high back in August was just over 90 cents. So we're almost back to those highs on the hog complex. We have an on-feed report at the end of this week on Friday. The estimates are all coming out, or early estimates anyway. And estimates on-feed 100%, marketed 103%, placements 97.5%. These are early estimates. We'll start to get more throughout the week as the different news sources gather all of their data.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain futures market, pretty quiet really. Kansas City, December unchanged here, down a quarter at 9.52. The July next year up 1 3/4 at 9.41 3/4. The large part of the wheat belt missed rains. We were expected to get rain over the weekend and for the most part missed it. So that was, I thought, maybe be bullish, but it really didn't have that impact just yet. Chicago wheat was 1 to 2 higher. The bean market anywhere from 6 lower way out there next November. This November, though, 1.5 at 13.85 1/4. Corn down 5 to 6 cents. The cotton futures today about unchanged here. December down 6, 83.09. And then the stock market sharply higher, up 520 at 30,230 in the December Dow. The S&P's up 92. The crude oil has sold off here recently. November's actually down 10 cents now at 85.51. So kind of a disappointing trade there. The bonds, the 30-year bonds down 12 at 123.12. Interest rates and the longer-term interest rates just keep inching higher, as indicated in the bonds. I've seen some data that suggests that the interest rates and bonds have changed faster than they have ever in the past. So that's interesting to note. Natural gas today also sharply weaker here, was down about 30 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and out of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.